Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Pieris. Right, so India and Pakistan will play the finals of the 2025, the 17th edition of the Asia Cup at the Dubai International Stadium this Sunday. Yesterday's game between Pakistan and Bangladesh was more of a semi-final, and unfortunately for Bangladesh, they bowled so very well, restricting Pakistan to 135 runs for 8 wickets in their allotted 20 overs, but unfortunately couldn't get to the target on somewhat of a very slow pitch. Let's dive straight into the scores. Right, Pakistan were put into bat. They were happy that they batted because that's what they said that they would have done had they won the toss. Mohammad Haris made 31, Shaheen Afridi 19, and Mohammad Nawaz 25. As far as the Bangladesh bowling is concerned, they seem to be having a very good bowling cordon, that's for sure. Taskeen Ahmed 3 for 28, Mehdi Hassan 2 for 28, and Rishad Hussain, remember that name, the tall 6-footer who bowls right arm off spin, 2 for 18. Now, Bangladesh, unfortunately, just faltered with their batting. One reckons that they went in for too many shots up front. They could have paced their innings better, knowing that the target is pretty gettable. But I think some loose shots without the guidance of regular captain Litton Das was their downfall. Ultimately, they fell short by 11 runs, 124 for 9 wickets, with Shamim Hossain making 30. Afridi, 3 for 17, and Haris Rauf, what a spell he had. His second spell, despite nursing a bit of an ankle injury, he took 3 for 33. Afridi was adjudicated as man of the match for his quickfire 19, and also the 3 wickets up front, which turned the game completely in favour of Pakistan. So it's another India Pakistan final, and this time, let's make note, this is the third time the teams are meeting in the Asian Cup. Well, getting a little bit soggy, isn't it? Let's wait and see. Right, today is a dead rubber. Sri Lanka play against India. India is bound to bring in some fresh legs, try their bench strength, because they're not playing against a strong opposition, but Sri Lanka will have to try and impress. We all know that they are playing against the best team in the world, but if they can impress a little bit, it'll do a world of good for their confidence. That's it from me and Lakit Pieris. Well, take care of yourselves. Have a great weekend and a cricketing weekend as such. Meantime, let's listen to a piece of music as well.